We read in Genesis chapter 9, verses 14 through 17, "And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth." It's time to ring our school bell. And with the ringing of that bell, we know it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And we're going to read Elam's notes on that passage that I just read in just a moment. Before we do, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Let me read to you the conclusion of a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote about the covenant God made with Noah. It says, God repeated the statement to Noah, "This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. God will again destroy the earth and the wicked with all their sinful works. But the element of destruction next time will be fire." He used the flood as a warning, and says, "Mockers walking after their own lust have willfully forgotten it. This the faithful cannot forget, for the day of the Lord and this destruction will come." Let me read to you from 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. "This is now, beloved, the second epistle that I write unto you, and in both of them I stir up your sincere mind by putting you in remembrance, that you should remember the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and the commandment of the Lord and Savior through your apostles, knowing this first, that in the last days mockers shall come with mockery, walking after their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For from the day that the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this, they willfully forget that there were heavens from of old, and an earth compacted out of the water and amidst water, by the word of God, by which means the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens that are, and the earth, by the same word, have been stored up for fire, being reserved against the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men." 2 Peter 3 and verse 8. "But forget not this one thing, beloved, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering to youward, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall be dissolved with fervent heat, and the earth and the works that are therein shall be burned up, seeing that these things are thus all to be dissolved. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy living and godliness, looking for and earnestly desiring the coming of the day of the God, by reason of which the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. But according to his promise, we look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. 2 Peter 3 and verse 14, wherefore, beloved, seeing ye look for these things, give diligence that ye may be found in peace, without spot, and blameless in his sight, and account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given to him, wrote unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of things wherein are the some things hard to be understood, which the ignorant and unsteadfast rest as they do other scriptures unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, knowing these things beforehand, beware, lest ye being carried away with the error of the wicked, ye fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. That's what Peter wrote. Jesus says, and as were in the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. For in those days which were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and they knew not until the flood came and took them away. So shall the coming be of the Son of Man. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 37. The world is very wicked now, and most people are very indifferent and forgetful of these solemn warnings. Now that ends that Sunday school lesson. And as I turn the pages in my Sunday school book, I see the next lesson written for the Sunday schools of May the 9th, 1926, is about Abram and the kings. But there's a lot that takes place between this lesson about God's covenant with Noah and this story about Abram and the kings. And so between these two Sunday school lessons, Elam provided some connecting links. Let me read these to you. The following facts will serve as connecting links between the last lesson and the following one, in which, in this series, we first meet with Abram, whose name was changed to Abraham. This demonstrates, too, that these lessons give a connected study of the Bible. One serious trouble is, many who think this system of lessons is not so good do not examine them sufficiently to see the connection and to appreciate the study of the entire Bible which they require. Some who use them do not study the connections, or the lessons even, but complaining that the lessons are too long. But there's time between that last lesson and this one. Making a simple calculation from the ages of the ancestors of Abraham in Genesis 10, it will be seen that over 400 years elapsed between the last lesson and this one. Noah lived after the flood 350 years, Genesis 9:28, and died 2 years before Abraham was born. Terah was Abraham's father and was 130 years old when Abraham was born, because he was 205 years old when he died, Genesis 11:32, and Abraham was then 75 years old, Genesis 12 and verse 4, Acts 7 and verse 4. After the flood, the world was populated by the three sons of Noah in Genesis chapter 10, Abraham being a descendant of Shem. Genesis 11, 1 through 9, gives an account of the confusion of tongues at the Tower of Babel and the dispersion of the people upon the face of all the earth. The remainder of Genesis 11 gives the genealogy of Abraham. He was the tenth generation from Noah. Abraham, whose name was given to him was Abram, was born in the Ur of the Chaldees. Ur was a city in the land of Chaldea, about 6 miles west of the river Euphrates, about 125 miles from its entrance into the Persian Gulf. Clearer knowledge has been attained as to the position of Ur the Chaldees, now represented by a mound in southern Babylonia, about 6 miles from the Euphrates on the west bank. The indubitable evidence has been afforded of the advanced state of literature and commerce in Old Chaldea, or the Babylonian Empire, in the time of Abraham, including writing on bricks and tablets in the conventional cuneiform characters. Haran was a city of Mesopotamia and was several hundred miles north of Ur. Here, in Haran, Terah died. This was the city of Nahor, Genesis 24:10, whence Rebekah went to be the wife of Isaac. There Laban lived when Jacob went to him, Genesis 27. Abraham had two brothers, Nahor and Haran. Haran was the father of Lot, and died in the Ur of the Chaldees, Genesis 11:28. Abraham married Sarah, his half-sister, before he left Ur. Abraham was 70 years old when he left Ur of the Chaldees and went to Haran. From the call of Abraham to the Exodus, or the giving of the law, was 430 years. From the birth of Isaac to the Exodus was 400 years. Supposing Genesis 13 and 14 refer to the birth of Isaac, hence it was 30 years from the call of Abraham to the birth of Isaac. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. Therefore, he was 70 years old when he was called and left Ur and went to Haran. But he was 75 years old when he left Haran for the land of Canaan, Genesis 12 and verse 4. Hence, he was 5 years at Haran. He was 175 years old when he died, Genesis 25:7. Hence, he sojourned in the land of Canaan 100 years. From Haran into Canaan was another distance of several hundred miles. Since the flood, the call of Abraham is the greatest event in the religious history of the world. His father and kindred were idolatrous. We read that in Joshua 24, in verse 14 and 15, and in Genesis 31:19. God separated Abraham from his father's house, that the worship of the one true and living God might be kept pure. Your fathers dwelt in old time beyond the river, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. Joshua 24, verses 2 and 3. Abraham was one of the grandest men, and his character one of the noblest in all history. He was called, James 2:23, the friend of God. And 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 7, God's friend forever. Of whom God said in Isaiah 41 and verse 8, Abraham, my friend. Jesus calls his disciples his friends, John 15:14, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, he is my brother, sister, and mother. Matthew 12 and verse 50. Abraham is called the father of us all, Romans 4 and verse 16, and he's not the father of us all in flesh, but he is in faith, and through that faith, we become Abraham's seed.